Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Do your sneezes come in pairs or threes? For some people, it's 10 in a row. Why is this?
Researchers have discovered it's because the sneezes are not powerful enough to do their intended job of ridding irritants in the nose. That's why people with disorders such as sinusitis are frequent sneezers.
We sneeze when a chemical or physical irritation enters and triggers the tissue lining our nose called the nasal mucosa. The signal is transmitted to the sneezing center in the brain. When enough nerves are stimulated, we sneeze.
The top speed for a sneeze is estimated at 950 feet per second, which is about 85% of the speed of sound. Quite remarkable. Yet in people who sneeze a lot, their sneezes don't come anywhere near this, so they're unable to reboot the environment in their nose.
Researchers discovered this by studying cells from the noses of mice, how well the rodents cleared mucus and responded to simulated sneezes. They replicated and confirmed the same results in experiments with people who had sinusitis and those without.
Sinusitis is an inflammation of the nasal passages, and those with the disorder did not respond to sneezes the same way as healthy tissue.
But not all sneezes are to rid the nose of irritants. One disorder called photic sneeze reflex is uncontrollable sneezing when a person is exposed suddenly to brilliant sunlight. Also, adolescent girls can sneeze for months and are treated through therapy.
In some men and women, thoughts of sex or an orgasm can trigger sneezing, which could be embarrassing. So we're merely on the edge of discovering all the reasons behind sneezing. Amazing how something we all do can remain so mysterious.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.